Hare Krishna, we are continuing with the second part on 13th of January 2014 on day 6 of Bhakti Shastri. This is Unit 3, Chapter 18 with His Grace Padmanayan Prabhu in Sri Dham Mayapur. Hare Krishna.
What you do is, now they explain everything. Next group is going to come on the stage. They will play, and rest of the class, you have to recognize what they are doing. Okay?
It's okay.
First time is okay. Again, your group?
It's the same group.
Same group.
We can try to be a little quicker.
Okay, yeah. You be on one mode, okay? Not on three modes. Only on one mode. Okay, let them go first. The next group will come. They will play only in 5 minutes whatever you can do, okay? In 5 minutes, because we are running out of time. Which mode? Hey, which mode? Tell us.
Passion.
Okay. Next group.
Oh, don't try.
Ignorance, right? Okay, next group. Yeah.
We offer the food.
Did they perform this play?
Happiness.
Happiness?
That was understanding.
Understanding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You got 5 minutes to present whole group.
Thank you.
Did you find out what is the play they perform, which mood, what they are showing? How do you explain this is ignorance?
Because there was no it was taking like the contrary to there was no conclusion, no.
Do you probably explaining is okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a worker who was in there, an office manager. There's nothing more ignorant than a worker, somebody that's on the internet. We call them in English, we say internet troll. It's like somebody who talks and talks online, but they don't do anything in real life. All they do is insult others online, but they actually never get to actually do the work.
So totally. Summers in the mode of ignorance. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Why do you mean useless? Why do you hurt? Come on, it's not useless.
We think
for the Everyone should look at us at Bitcoin like we should be an example for everyone. But we should build a sustainable project which lasts at least 2 million years.
We have that. How much we can do.
Prabhu, but does it mean that after 200 years, it's just the whole dome which we were building for so long can fall on someone's head and smash it?
No, that's not going to happen. See, now we are a small temple, then we're going to build a bigger temple, then more people will come, we can take more funds in the 200 years. We will build another temple, don't worry about it, and don't come up with all these nonsense things.
This thing is very useless. I mean, let's just destroy it right now.
My devotee, the one, I can see your problem. The Shastra is always the answer for all the problems. You can see in 18 chapters, the Lord is telling us how to do the work in goodness. You should do your work without false pride, false ego and pride. You should do your work with great determination and enthusiasm. You just try to remember the monkeys and the animals. They wanted to build a bridge from India to Lanka to help the Lord to save the people. So while performing this work, you can always remember the Lord. This temple will be built for the golden hour, for the golden age. So always remember the Lord Chaitanya and just perform your work.
Thank you, thank you. Okay, last group.
Thank you.
I didn't understand what they were doing. Can somebody explain to me? Who can explain? Huh? What happened in the last group? No.
The first thing was about the ignorance.
First thing was about the ignorance. They were falling asleep while Bhagavatam class is going on. Right?
The thing was like it was the new Bhakta training program. So they were like new. So it was very difficult for them to adjust, like, so it was poison for them in the starting that they are like getting up, it's not good for them in Bhagavatam, it's not nectar for them. So after an year, like he said, so it was then converted them, they automatically get up and they were eager for Bhagavatam class and so. So this was like what a good test, like poison in the beginning and nectar.
Okay, so these moods are there and sometimes we get affected by the moods even though we are devotee. We are trying to kind of, you know, overcome the challenges in our life. So what do devotees do? Like now, how do they use? Well, I spoke it. What happens, like devotees, how they deal with the moods? How do the devotees deal with the moods?
They are not dealing with moods.
We try to transcend. They try to transcend like the end of the
We don't like feeling guilt. So, you know, not getting up on time, not getting prepared on time produces guilt in a devotee. And devotees only tolerate so much guilt until they succumb to the process and at least try to go to the process and try to go to the program and complete what they're supposed to complete and they know they're supposed to complete. So the mind works on themselves. Without doing anything, the guilt just comes and they try to like avoid the guilt so they have to go.
Good.
That was not a shock again.
It's okay. Somebody else? How do we deal with? Yes, Prabhuji? No.
We try not to get it anymore. Try not to get it by now. So we know what the dangers of, you know, oversleeping or overeating. We try to avoid doing these activities so that we're not affected.
Yes, 1 minute.
Probably the example that I can give is we use ignorance, so we sleep but we get up as well. So that we take care of the body nicely so that we prepare for the next session. It's more like ignorance, get out of it by taking rest. Ignorance is also used for the last service, so you take rest and then you get up at the right time. Rather than just ignoring the body, thinking that I'm above them. So rather than use the mood, if you're passionate, then go to see the food.
Very good. Can we not say like taking the thorn out of by using another thorn? Yes, somebody has, you know, he is more passionate. Why not use it in Krishna service, going out, doing with book distribution, doing some physical work for Krishna. Yeah.
How ignorance can be used?
How ignorance can be used? It depends, like how, for example, if you are sleeping kind of, you know, more than 6 hours, in particular, you have to understand why you are sleeping more than 6 hours. Maybe you need more rest, you didn't rest properly, or maybe you need some counseling because of some mental problem going on now with you. You have to first of all identify yourself, why it's happening, and then go to the person who can actually assist you with to overcome with the challenges. We have to be practical. If at present I am experiencing some problem which is not allowing me to overcome the situation, then I must reveal my mind to somebody. Dadati Patigrinhati Guiham Akhyati Prichati. Guiham Akhyati Prichati. What do devotees do? One goes and reveals one's mind in confidence to somebody who can help him and listen to the solutions and follow the path. Okay. So two more comments. Yeah, you want to say something? Can you say louder?
9.2. Chapter 9.2.
Yeah. Nine point two talks about this? No. Maybe you can check it. Just Radha Vidyadhara Pavitramidam Uttamam Prataksa Bhagamam Dharmam Susukam Kartumabhyam. There's something different.
Yes, 9.2.
9.3 talks about faith.
9.3 talks about faith.
Okay, he got it. Yes, Prabhuji. Okay. Yeah, as a devotee, we rather try to kind of use it. For example, if you find somebody like, you know, your spiritual master, he is showing anger, would you like to say he is in mood of ignorance? My Guru Maharaj, you know, he is so upset, he always, you know, throws his anger at me. What do you see? This ignorance? Because, you know, anger is a sign of ignorance.
Somewhere
I read
about Prabhupada, he was a mild spiritual master, like they're angry for Krishna, right? It's some, it's like a disciple is also really stupid, and they get angry and they try to correct it. It's not like anger because I think I'm so good. Very good. I'm not sure you defend, like, how are we defining ignorance? How can ignorance be engaged in service? What are we defining as ignorance? As in an activity or an intent? How are we...
Both the things we have to see it first. Okay, if you define a particular activity in the mode of ignorance, then I suggest you go to another devotee, your counselor, guru, whoever he may be. You reveal your mind to him, how you are kind of, you know, captivated or affected in course of your action, then take a solution from him. Anybody else would like to suggest any other thing? Because I need some help. I am in problem now. And I myself cannot help myself out. I have to go to person who can help me out with. For example, somebody who is in the mood of ignorance, okay, can he distinguish what he should do and what he should not do?
No.
He cannot, he is puzzled. So in that situation, if he goes to a senior devotee, his counselor or guru, to ask him, this is my problem I am experiencing at the moment,
how to get rid of it. Will that be helpful?
Yes, because well, I was thinking maybe dealing with the mode, the first thing would be is to identify. You know, that's why Krishna gives all this information. You know, this is, you know, the mode. So first thing is to identify. Oh, I'm doing this. Well, I'm being passionate right now. Or this is in the mode of ignorance. So one has to at least know, identify. Then he can deal with the problem.
That means you memorize whole verses in Bhagavad Gita, dealing with the mode. Then you can very easily identify where you are. Okay, so today we will end with this, and tomorrow we will continue from here.
We were supposed to go until 55.
Yeah. We'll go tomorrow. Let's see. I was a little slow today, understanding that if you are moving very fast, it's not very good. And another thing is, we are kind of not in the last part of Bhagavad Gita. Now whatever we have heard, we are kind of not going to cover up all the sections. For example, this first text is actually, I didn't even talk about 12th chapter. You know, whole 12th chapter philosophy is also there. When Krishna is talking about this tyaga, he is referring to that text also. When he said that between impersonal and personal worship, my personal worship is highest. Then how it is highest, he is giving these four different ways to kind of approach him. Even I didn't discuss. So kind of everything is actually there. That's why we are taking a little long time. And of course tomorrow we will discuss about how by performing prescribed duty, one can come to the realization of Atma platform. And after that, devotional service will begin. That's the kind of one set of people, group of people who are followers of the Varnasrama Dharma. Then, means that's their prime duty. And there is another group of people who actually perform predominantly bhakti, not karma or jnana. And what happens to them? How do they progress? And there is another set of devotees. Actually, three set of devotees are described in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. One is who are predominantly engaged in the practice of karma or jnana, secondary to bhakti. Second one is who is predominantly performing bhakti. And third one is only performing bhakti, bhakti and bhakti. These are the three classes of devotees being explained in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And you will see tomorrow. So we'll end here. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktavinda ki, Gaura Premananda ki. Okay.
Tomorrow, do you mind that we take a class picture? Would you be okay with that?
Yeah,
I was thinking we'd be taking so many pictures here with all the teachers. I was wondering maybe we could take it on the roof, like right after class, maybe with like the Vedic kind of the temple in the back. Okay, thank you.
Tomorrow we'll try to finish. Let's see how it goes tomorrow.
Sorry?
Let's see how it goes tomorrow.
We may have a Wednesday class.
Huh?
We may have class on Wednesday.
Let's see. Thank you.
Rohji, what you do is, can you read to text number 4? Do you read text number 4 in 17th chapter?
No, Rohji. Can you read that? Just give me an hour.